Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Lou Manfredini, if you have a Mr. Fix-It question, you need to call right now or send a text to 312-981-7200. How was the beautiful anniversary trip to Paris, Lou?
Oh, my God. We had a lovely, lovely time. And, yeah, Paris was great. It was a little chilly, but no rain. And it was just great. Fabulous trip. Thank you for asking.
Wonderful. Okay. What do people do when they have cold, drafty areas? A lot of questions are about that. Like, how do I heat my home? I know you've talked about that in the past, and I know there are many items out there. In fact, some that are advertised on this radio station. Everybody seems to have a cold room in their house. What do you do about it?
You know, one of the biggest things, especially when it's this cold, is that you notice places where air is infiltrating that you maybe don't notice, you know, on a 30-degree day. And so one of the things that I highly recommend that people do is caulk. If you have hard floors in your home, right, hardwood floors or the luxury vinyl floor or something like that, if you go and take your hand by the baseboard and you hold it there, you'll probably feel a draft between the baseboard and the floor and even the baseboard and the wall. If you buy a couple of tubes of clear caulking, which when you apply it goes on white, but when it dries it turns clear, caulk the trim to the floor and the trim to the wall, and you will probably eliminate a huge draft that's coming into your home, which is why the floors are cold and why you can never seem to, you know, get the chill out of that room. Now, you know, obviously insulation and better heating and, you know, having the vents going in spot areas of the home, a small portable electric heater is a great way and the most efficient way to heat that space because you're not turning up the thermostat to heat the rest of the home. And so it's a better use of your money and a better way to stay comfortable.
You know, I've got what you're saying there, but just real quick. So mine isn't along the baseboard because the food in my drawer adjacent to that area is also about 20 degrees colder than everywhere else.
The food in your drawer?
So, wherever
like
the cold
dishes,
air is coming up through the...
Sometimes you pull out a plate and it's freezing cold.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, people don't know this, but, you know, Steve lives in an older home. And so, you know, it could be an insulation issue, you know, where the cabinets are hanging right on the wall. You know, a way that you can combat that to get some heat into those cabinets, it sounds crazy, but you actually could drill a couple holes on the bottom of the cabinet and a couple holes at the top of the cabinet, you know, if it's not all the way to the ceiling, to create a little convection of the air that's inside there. And that will actually help to warm up the cabinet, and you won't even see the holes.
So the next time that Steve invites you and your beautiful wife over for dinner, bring your drill.
I texted him while he was in Paris with a home question.
He did. He did. I'm strolling through the streets of Paris, and he's like, I've got a home question. I said, I'm strolling with my wife on a beautiful cobblestone street.
Whatever.
Leave me alone after I answered the question.
Tom is on line one. Tom, what's your question for Lou Manfredini, Mr. Fix-It?
Hi, Lou. How are you doing today?
Great.
Hey, Lou. I just go into my attic about once or twice a year. This year, in kind of going up there, I see some dark spots on the roof area. I'm wondering if it's mold, but wondering what would you recommend as my next steps? And can, if you happen to have some mold, can it just be removed right off the surface of the inside of the roof?
It can. I think that the first thing you want to make sure is that there's no, you know, if you have any exhaust fan venting that just goes up into that attic space, make sure that that is vented all the way out, that it's not just pumping up or near a vent and not connected properly. Because if you get excessive moisture up in an attic space, that's where you can get mildew and mold. Now, the issue with the black spots, if it's not crazy, in other words, it's not, you know, a large percentage of the underside of the decking, there's a product you can get at the hardware store or the home center called Concrobium, which is this will kill the mold on contact. It'll probably even clean it up a little bit when you spray it. And you let, so the idea is you take the spray up there and you spray it and just let it dry. It almost immediately kills the mold, and then you come back once it's dry. If you want to use a brush to clean it off, you can, or spray it again because it has residual value. It'll kill the mold. You won't have any issues from a health perspective, but just maintain that there's no venting that goes up there that's causing the problem.
And one last question, Lou. What's the best product to use to clean the ceramic tile and grout in my bathroom? Someone set that in from 847.
Oh, gosh. I mean, with ceramic tile, it's a very durable cleaner, and so a surface, rather. So there's a bunch of cleaners that you can use. One in particular, I like all the oxy stuff, you know, the oxy, the powdered. If you mix that with warm water in a bucket and then use like a Scotch-Brite pad, not a super aggressive one, but like a blue one, that does a really nice job of taking the soap scum down. And once you get that all really clean, there's a product called Wet and Forget Shower that if you use it once a week, it will help mitigate soap scum and keep the shower clean once a week without having to do all that scrubbing.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be listening Saturday morning.
Au revoir.